Got a couple of in-studio guests for us today, Valley City Police Chief Fred Thompson and also Valley City Administrator David Shelkoff are joining me today. They issued a news release to all media just a little bit earlier today concerning the internal investigation of Police Lieutenant David Swenson. You may remember that nothing irregular was discovered following an investigation earlier this month by the Community Service Board concerning a complaint filed by citizen Robert Drake that accuses Police Lieutenant David Swenson of overlapping his city work hours along with those of the community service hours for Barnes County. Now, meanwhile, the Community Service Board and one of its members, Carl Martinick, said even though the amount of hours was excessive, nothing irregular was uncovered during the investigation. And Martinick says that the Community Service Board will develop a manual now and policies and procedures concerning the community service program down the road in the future. And Chief Thompson is with us to kind of explain a little bit on his side of the story, and also City Administrator David Shelkoff, the news release. Why did you feel you did an internal investigation? So this is why you've decided to release this information following your internal investigation? And how long did that take you, Chief Thompson?
Well, typically we don't comment on internal investigations because it's an internal investigation. But in this particular case, since it was made so public and a citizen went to both the state's attorney's office and the sheriff and tried to file a criminal complaint on my lieutenant, we felt it, and I feel it's necessary for me to come out and tell a little bit about our side of this thing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that side. There was the board said that it looks like the hours appeared to be excessive, according to the board. It looked like, just to kind of give people an overview, based on information now released in the Community Service Board meeting that was held earlier this month, Lieutenant Swenson worked full-time for the city of Valley City, about 2,080 hours, plus 700 hours in overtime. Then he reported about 1,600 hours for the county as the community service officer. Now, that's about 4,300 hours in a year, the board said, maybe 80 hours a week or 12 hours a day or possibly 7 days a week. So a few people are saying maybe that's a little excessive. We know he works, but I guess what did you find out? Did these numbers match with what you found out, Chief Thompson?
Well, the citizen's complaint, when I originally received it, was part of a Freedom of Information Act request given to the city for some of this information. And based on that request, I contacted the citizen and asked him to sit for an interview so I could further understand what his exact complaints were. He stated that he would in my original phone conversation with him. And so when I started putting together the data for this, I called the citizen back and tried to arrange this interview, and he refused. As a matter of fact, he hung up the phone on me.
The original complaint, I don't think we're referring to Bob Drake at this point?
That's correct.
Okay. You had other people, though, that you were interviewed? It says in your news release about seven or eight people?
That's correct. I did eight interviews. I interviewed the finance folks and payroll folks from the city of Valley City, the finance folks from the county, all of the boards, the community service board, and anybody else I could find that would talk to me about this situation and who might have possible knowledge of it.
Okay. Well, the Community Service Board investigation, Chief Thompson, indicated that they could not make sense of the county and city timesheets, according to Board President Wanda Ock, and eventually the board based their decision on a calendar prepared after the fact by Police Lieutenant David Swenson. What timesheets did you review? I think you've already answered that just now.
Yeah, I would tell you that I spent a great amount of time detailing the hours worked on each given day of the calendar year 2015, worked by Lieutenant Swenson. And one thing that it doesn't show there in the hours that you've got is that approximately 360 hours of that is vacation time. So he was being paid vacation hours. He wasn't actually working for the city of Valley City physically because he was on vacation, but he was working for the county as a part of the community service officer. So,
Okay. So
that's part of the problem here, is that we're not comparing apples to apples.
Okay. So somebody can, and we know this to be fact, in other walks of life, they can use their vacation time for that.
In whatever way they like, yes.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I see in your first paragraph in your news release that you issued just earlier today, it says that If Valley City Police Department drawing hourly wages from three separate revenue streams for the same hours, which is a Class B felony if it can be proven. I mean, that's a pretty serious charge against someone, isn't it?
That's correct. That's quoted from the information that I received from the citizen.
Okay. Okay. Well, as far as the board is concerned, the Community Service Board, this is a done deal, unless there's something else comes to light. You're the police chief, you've been the police chief for three, going on 4 years now. Have you ever run into anything like this? Is this something that's highly unusual as far as how this all played out?
Well, in every department that I've ever been associated or known, there's always officers who like to work a lot of overtime to earn extra money. I mean, the possibility is there, and Lieutenant Swenson took advantage of that, where he worked his overtime. But he did not, at any time, get paid by two entities for working the same hours, with the exception of when he was on vacation time for the city of Valley City, and he was earning funds from the community service program.
Okay. Well, the public, you say in your news release, too, is advised that the police department is only as good as the integrity that it presents to the public, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to say there is that here we have a situation where a citizen makes a complaint about one of my officers and then refuses to cooperate in the investigation to allow me to understand what his complaint is and to get all the information that he has so I can look at it as part of the investigation. Okay. Once that investigation is done, I will gladly keep in touch with the citizen and keep them advised what's going on. But instead, this citizen chose to go in the court of public opinion, as he put it, and throw accusations out against Lieutenant Swenson with no basis in fact.
It seems like this isn't the first time that Lieutenant Swenson's name has come up.
That's correct.
Yeah, in the 4 years you've been here. This isn't the first time that you've had to exonerate or to investigate something.
That's correct. But he's like not this. The only officer that I've had where people have said whatever officer it was had committed some sort of act that the citizen didn't like. And we check into all of these. I mean, I take them very seriously.
But he's the one that seems to be public. The other ones haven't gone public. Any reason for that?
Yeah, because I like to keep internal investigations internal.
Okay.
Okay. This is an issue between the department and the employee, that we expect them to follow policies and procedures and whatnot. And if we determine that the employee has committed some heinous crime or whatnot, yes, we would let the public know about that. But in most cases, these are small policy violation issues or procedural issues that we handle in-house.
Okay. We're with City Administrator David Shelkoff has also joined us. Obviously, you're Chief Thompson's supervisor. How do you wish, as a city administrator, Dave Shelkoff, to move forward with something as public as this?
Well, thank you for having us, Steve. Appreciate the time on the radio to discuss this issue. There's a couple of things I would like to backtrack just a little bit. There's been some suggestion that the internal investigation was not independent of Carl Martinek's investigation. And I have to say that's not true. It was totally independent. All the information was established and collected independently of any other investigation that was going on. The chief did look at all this data and correlated it to the dates and to the times and the hours of each day. So, again, I want to be clear that it was independently verified with information from other departments and other entities such as the county. The moving forward part is a really important question, I believe, for Valley City. I think this proves, and other actions that the city has taken when questioned or has concerns from the citizenry, we have acted in an appropriate manner and in many cases have adjusted and adapted to those comments or those criticisms of how city works, how the city government operates. And so moving forward on this, the chief and I are trying to give the the community a sense of assurance that when these things do come up, we investigate them. We look at this in a way that we believe is in the best interest of the citizens. And this is a perfect case in point. And so what I'm asking the citizens of Valley City to do is to give us a shot at trying to fix the problem. So often, I've been back in Valley City now 4.5 years. I grew up in Valley City. And what I'm seeing in this town is that we kind of eat our own young. You know, we don't really try and resolve an issue. We try to destroy a person. And that's the problem that I see in Valley City. And so what I want, and I want to tell the people of Valley City, is that moving forward, we want to hear the problems. We want to try and fix the problems in Valley City. We don't want to destroy somebody in the process, but we want to try and repair it so we can make Valley City better. And if we do this together, if we work together, and I'll be the first one to tell you, we need to improve how we do our work, how we interact with the public, how all this stuff. We can get better, but I need your help for pointing some of those things out. But we can get better at what we do. We can make Valley City a place where you're proud to come, where you feel safe, where you know that your voice is heard, and that the city will react to that in an appropriate manner. Now, there will be times when the city can and will not be able to move forward, either for whatever purposes, policies, procedures, maybe even Century Code prevents us from doing that. But we'll inform the public of that. We'll inform the citizen of those limitations. And then, again, if we can move, we will. And we always have to balance whatever we do with the overarching cost of doing city business. And we got to make sure that whatever we do it in the best interest of the city as a whole. And the chief here has spent an enormous amount of time and energy on this particular investigation to show that Dave Swenson, Lieutenant Swenson, did indeed actually perform his duties in accordance with the state and policy. Now, one of the findings of our investigation here was that the city policy and procedure manual, here's a perfect example of how we can improve as a city in our operations and in our communications when someone brings up a problem. Not to destroy an individual, though, but to show a problem that may or may not be needed to be addressed by the city. In this particular case, we found out that our employee manual was less than clear on the hours that limit an employee to work in a given 24-hour period. And I think in that case, we found a weakness. And now we're going to improve upon that. We're going to give clear directions to all of our employees as to what our expectations are for an employee before they come to work in the morning.
City Administrator David Shelkoff and Valley City Police Chief Fred Thompson. Anything else to add, gentlemen, before we let you go for the day?
Yeah, one quick thing. Okay, when it comes to internal investigations, I just want to repeat that if somebody comes to me with a complaint, we will investigate it. And if the officer is found or one of my employees is found to be in the wrong, we'll take the appropriate disciplinary action under the circumstance. But I have to have the information with solid facts that I can investigate and verify. So I'm asking for the public's help. If you got a complaint against one of my people, come talk to me. I will listen, we will look at it, and we'll do what needs to be done.
845-3110, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.
There's our Voice of the Valley today here on AM 1490 KOVC, also stream live on newsdakota.com.